Hello and welcome to Required Reading, the podcast that revisits the most impactful books from our childhood. I'm your host, Erin Bowles. I am a writer, actor, and comedian. Our guest today is Taylor Ortega. She is a comedian, actor, and writer living in LA. She's all over the streamers and whatever, but you can catch her right now in Jackpot on Amazon Prime, the current season of What We Do in the Shadows on FX and Hulu, and in the upcoming sequel to A Simple Favor, we met on Welcome to Flatch on Fox. Hello.
Hi. I like that we do different order, but the same things for the hyphenates.
Good.
They make a lot
Something,
of sense.
some spice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Like we're the same, but we're different.
Exactly. Mostly height. I feel like that's all I ever
It's
say is our height
mostly
difference.
height. Yeah, and we have different color hair, but we both wear glasses. And then that's kind of all you have to know about us.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of
Oof.
it. Women are simple.
The
That's it. Good night.
We are recording on election day.
Yeah, I went I, and I voted. I vote day of, which I was a little
Yeah.
nervous. This I felt like no one was doing that, but people are. I ran into people at the polls,
I feel
so
like a
people are
lot of
voting day
people
of.
are. Yeah.
Yeah,
I did not.
that's okay.
I
You
did
don't vote.
vote.
Got it. No.
What are you reading these days?
Okay, I just finished a book called Cleopatra and Frankenstein, which, like this book, is set or in the early aughts, but is more current. And I did like it. It felt like I feel like indie sleaze is kind of back, and it felt like kind of that vibe. And I did just start a book, but that I can't speak to yet because I'm only a couple pages in, called Rat Boy. So I don't really know what that's going to be like. And also, as well, recently reread a very quick, very fun read, the first book in the Sweep series.
Book of Shadows by Kate Tiernan from
Yes.
2001.
Yes.
Kate Tiernan is a pen name, which I didn't realize. Her real name is Gabrielle Charbonnet.
Which is a
Incredible.
way, it feels so flip-flops.
Exactly. And this is her best-known series. She has written over 75 books. The
Yeah.
Sweep series is like 15 books on its own.
It's a lot of, let me tell you fly right through them.
In 2010, this is development hell. In 2010, Variety announced Universal had picked up the television rights for Sweep.
Oh,
And Vince Vaughn was to
wait.
produce the show.
Okay, I don't hate it.
No further announcements have been made about the show. That was 14 years ago.
Do you think we should reach out to Vince Vaughn and see if there's movement on it? I would love for it to still be made. A series that would have been like prime, like Freeform. Yeah. Wow, that's
Ugh.
devastating. That's so dev. I was always like, why never this series? It's 14, I think it's 14 books. So much happens. Rereading it, I was kind of like, okay, it's good for what it
Yeah,
is.
it was so fun.
It was
Absolutely.
really fun. Yeah.
I think I started reading this the day before Halloween, maybe the day before that, but
Wow, perfect.
delightful,
It's
delicious.
really, really nice. Also, because the book is kind of, so I'm from suburban New Jersey, and the book, anything, ne n things are very rarely set in New Jersey, but this was anything that's set in New York, I would like be like, okay, same diff. And I do think Widow's Vale, New York, while not a real place, in my brain is meant to be like Tarrytown or like Sleepy Hollow, I think it's is what it's supposed to be. So yeah, it's the vibe is really, really good for Halloween. And I also,
Yeah.
if I were Kate Tiernan, I would be like, I cannot freaking believe I wrote this book with this main character and then Twilight got made.
Twilight came out 4 years later.
It's very like, I have brown hair, nobody looks at me.
It's something like on page two. It's like ordinary girl. She's
Yes.
amazing to look at least for me, ordinary girl with my long, all one length, medium brown hair.
The book kind of reveals like, no, but you are beautiful by Irish standards. They're like, by Irish standards? They're like, wait until you find a group of friends who has Irish beauty standards and you're gonna feel amazing. They're like, she's so beautiful and Irish.
Yes, and there's like one brown person in the book who's only ever described as exotic.
100%,
But
that's
that's
really rough. And I will say 2001, yeah, I go, really takes you, really takes you back.
Yeah.
And it feels very like it is 2001, but it feels like 1998, 1997, like the book, like the high school itself.
Absolutely. The book came out in January of 01, so
Yeah.
nothing had really happened yet. Like headlines
Right.
from
What do you mean?
01, nothing had happened yet.
Yeah.
But headlines from 01, so iTunes and the iPod are both launched,
Crazy.
as well as the Xbox.
Damn.
Indonesia gets its first female president.
Incredible. What else?
The act Enron files for bankruptcy. I love the
Wow, I
Enron.
can't
I
believe
love.
that happened that year because I feel like we were really talking about Enron a lot.
Yes. I've stopped loving true crime except for like corporate crime. I'm
That's
fascinated.
amazing. I don't know if I would be bored by that, but I guess I could get into it. I watched the BlackBerry movie. Okay. Yeah, and then what else happened in 2001? I don't think you finished.
What else happened? The Xbox. I don't know if I said
Yes.
that.
No, I'm waiting for another
And
one.
then the act on opening up of marriage, and that's translated,
Okay.
goes into effect in the Netherlands, which becomes the first modern country to legalize same-sex marriage.
Incredible. That's honestly what that's lovely. And then what else happened into
AOL and Time Warner announce what was at the time the world's largest business merger, and then the rest are like horrific violence
Right,
everywhere.
right, 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 right. The rest of it was
Never
just pretty bad. I
stops.
think by the time the school year started, I think we were kind of 2001 was kind of bad. But for me, it had some highlights, like this book series or discovering it. I don't know. This came out in 2001. I probably discovered it. I think me and my best friend, I think my best friend might have been the one who found it. And yeah, I think we probably found it pretty quickly because I think we were still in middle school when we read this.
We sort of already started this, but how did this book come into your life? What's the, I want to know, in addition to
Yeah.
that, what's your relationship with Wicca? Because that is what this book is
Oh,
about.
totally. So I've always been very Halloweeny girl, very obsessed with the macabre, kind of like spooky vibes. I think that, and my best friend is like that too, like very spooky girl, like to this day is like a special effects makeup artist, like really yeah, just two gruesome girls. And also I think we kind of looked back on our notes to each other from this era, and we were both weird. I think we related to the book, but not in a way of like, oh, one of us is the pretty cool best friend and the other one is like the weird one that no one noticed. I think we were like both the weird one that no one noticed. And I think that we felt very exempt from certain parts of social life, obviously like dating and stuff in middle school, which I always used to look back on and think like, oh, we were kind of like late bloomers, which is true. But I also think that you're still really horny at that time in your life. Like when we look back at the notes, I think there was like a lot of horniness coming through that was not even we weren't aware of. And so these books were sort of like extremely that, like us extremely experiencing that together, you know?
The book does say the word penis at least once
It
and
says
orgy at
penis.
least three times. Yes, because they go to the Wicca store and the gay kid
Oh,
is like, this is a penis candle. I
right.
need to purchase it.
Yeah. Okay. Incredible. Mature. I think we were probably being mature about that. So once I had gotten a couple books in, I did go to my mom and I went, well, I have to tell you something. I'm literally Wiccan. And she was like, no, you're not. And I go, I'm literally a witch, mom. And she goes, no, you're not. And that was kind of the end of that conversation. I went, I guess I'm not.
Something that surprised me about this book is the kind of practical information about,
So much practical information.
About how to have a ceremony. And I want to know
Yeah.
if you implemented that at all. Were you
Oh my
drawing circles?
gosh. I'm sure we did. I'm sure we did. I also do think we bought an old Ouija board from a garage sale at one point. So we were always doing little occult things. And I swear to I S to G that we were doing the Ouija board and that it. My memory of it is that we were on it and we were doing it, and it literally pulled some crazy information about me out of thin air. I was not moving it. But then I watched more recently that episode of Pen 15 where about her Ojichan, where they use a Ouija board and she spells out clit, and I go, maybe I was moving it. Maybe it was me. But we were doing a lot of that stuff, yeah.
I think I remember like playing Witch School in recess, but not much after that. I
How
think
does Witch
something I was
School work?
also I
How do
don't
you play?
know other than I was very bossy. Of course,
Yeah.
that's
Is that more like
me
a
up and
Hogwarts play
down.
from school?
I think so. I remember a lot of like pretending to ride brooms, which does make an appearance in
Right.
this in
Yes.
a dream sequence. Yeah, but
Oh my
like
God.
Hogwarts, the first Harry Potter movie came out in 01. It was very in the
Yeah.
zeitgeist.
It really was, which is like, in my experience of the time, felt really random. But if you look back, it's like really weird that there was so much that occult stuff was so popular so shortly after like the satanic panic of the 90s. Like, I think that that's, I guess I that's not shocking because it just becomes a part of the culture and people are talking about it and it becomes commonplace, even if it's a thing that people are freaking out about. But yeah, wow, I guess there was like a lot of witch stuff happening. And I think this book was like, I had already read the Harry Potter book, and this was like, this felt so mature. Like, yeah, like I used to read Harry Potter, and now I read this book where like she's in high school and she drives a car and she puts on a sweater, okay? And she goes to high school and she's a witch, but she's doing like real Wiccan stuff that people in the real world do all the time.
I saw something on Kate Tiernan's Wikipedia page that was something like, she's not Wiccan, but like she really respects the vibe and the female-centeredness of it,
That
which
is
I
so
love.
shocking that she's not Wiccan. It seems like she knows like so much about it.
I believe a lot of research went into this. And I think, like you were saying, like I love how it feels deeply grounded. It's like it's about the clogs that I'm wearing and like trigonometry homework. Yes, the fashion, the first page of the first book starts with, I wore a green tie-dyed t-shirt and jeans. My best friend, Bree Warren, arrived in a peasant shirt and a long black skirt down to her violet toenails. And of course, she looked beautiful and sophisticated.
Yes, she did. Well, Brie's so beautiful. I love when books describe clothes.
They do it so much in this. And like, it's obviously like she was writing a contemporary novel. She was writing 2000, 2001, but like, just does it so well. And like,
Yeah.
even when she talks about Brie, the best friend, Brie looks like a model. She's tall, 5'9", and has a figure most girls would starve themselves for, except Brie eats everything and thinks dieting is for lemmings.
Wow. That was literally me in middle school, except that I was weird and I eventually had bulimia. But otherwise, I am her. But I had a really off-putting vibe. They have a really odd friendship that I do think happens a lot in
They
books, but does
do.
not happen in real life. Like, it's you and your weird friend in real life, and you're both weird, period.
It's one slightly more socially adept weirdo, and then the less
Yeah.
so one, because that was definitely
And
the
for me,
friendship
I
I
feel
was
that my
in.
friend was the more socially, like, I feel like she was more, like, I always would like look to her for answers. She seemed like she knew more stuff. I think she was just like a more fearless person. So.
The whole dynamic was like of this book felt very familiar to me in a way that kind of was, but I also really loved, there's like an incredible amount of emotional intelligence in this book of
Yes, I
like,
think because an adult woman was writing it.
absolutely
Definitely.
valid.
Definitely.
Good. But there's the, I guess the arc of the story is new boy comes to town and
Yeah.
starts gathering people to go hang out in an empty field.
Yeah,
And he's
basically.
Wicca, yeah. And it
He's
awakes
Wicca.
something in our main character.
I know. And it really, reading it again, this boy sounds 40.
Yes.
But I guess when a boy moves from a big city, that is what it's like. Yeah, but he sounds like such an adult and like a gay male adult to me,
Yes.
looking back, which would have
He.
been, I think, kryptonite to me in middle school. I am some gay male adult.
Valid. I always wanted, I think, and I think this is very natural maybe to like want something more from your life, to want something bigger, to like
Oh, 100%.
have a degree of power.
Wow, and that's a really good way to put it, like that she finds out that she has power kind of accidentally, and she feels overlooked and whatever, and then she feels like she has this power, because I think that's something that Twilight and whatever else do not achieve, is that she's actually ends up being the most powerful one out of her friends and like everybody in the series. And she's like discovering her lineage, and there aren't a lot of like girl books, I don't think, that's why this one rocks. And she's like a nerd the whole time. Like,
Yes. She's
there's
like
no
excited to help
makeover.
people with fractions. Yeah, there's
There's no
no makeover.
makeover. They're like good at math and in an ugly car and really powerful, and he's a trap. And for wherever this goes, but they're the witch men, because there's multiple, the witch men are attracted to her because of her power and not the way that she looks, kind of. Like, it's very
Yes.
clear that like their attraction to her is like not based on looks, and I think that that's like a really interesting part of
Yeah.
this. Almost like it's not important to the in their world.
Yeah, because at least I think in Twilight, I think the thing is like that she smells different. It is so
Totally.
barely about her. And I think there's also like just like in Twilight, our male love interest has explicitly described as having gold colored eyes.
Gold eyes. I dated someone once with gold eyes.
I didn't
I
think
didn't
it
think
was
it could be
real.
real. It's real. It's
Wow.
literally real. I was like, oh my God, you have
Oh my
eyes like a
gosh.
Twilight vampire.
So I have to date you just to see what it's
Well, I think
like.
it actually took me, I'm not paying attention a lot. So I think it actually took me like
Okay.
a couple dates to realize.
Nice. Wow, then it's true love. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But yeah, he has gold eyes. There's something special about him. He's really mature. He's taking people out to the field. When I was this age, number one, not only in middle school, not only was I like not hanging out with boys, but even by the time I got to high school, where we were probably still reading these books in like ninth grade, by the time we got to high school, like there was no version, like a boy would never want to do this. Like a boy would never want to do witchcraft in the woods. And if he
Yeah,
does, it's like
yeah.
not the one you want to be doing it. I'm sure that 1996, there was a boy somewhere doing this. By 2002, 2003, we were in sort of more of like a Laguna Beach in era of existing,
Yes.
where yeah, the vibes had sort of like there weren't a lot of macabre boys around, and it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to parties and drinking and I'm but not doing what it's like, no, that really scared me. So I was just like, I just like never hung out with a boy or knew what a boy was doing or like until probably halfway through high
Yeah.
school, and then I was like, this is so scary, these guys are terrifying.
Yeah. I was
yeah
friends with one guy throughout like middle and high school, and
yeah
he loved Gregorian chants and
Oh, okay,
Ronald
so he's,
Reagan.
yeah, I think we all have one like angry boy that we're like, I think if you're a girl who grew up with only female friends, you will always have that one male friend with a lot of rage who like hangs out with you that you like meet through theater or something, and he like hangs out with you but has a lot of resent. He loves you a lot but has a lot of resentment toward you because the reason he's hanging out with you is because he is the most like shit upon in a group of men. So like he
Yeah.
definitely finds a lot of peace and refuge in hanging out with only girls, but like wishes you were men and that he could be accepted by men, and his love for you only makes him hate you more. But that's a really a friendship. Those are friendships I really valued in my life, you know. But it's the kind of kid who like in high school would get drunk and be like, and I have no friends, and I'm like, oh, I talk to you every day and solve your problems, and I love you so much.
Yeah, like years after high school ended, I would have friends like talk about this guy and be like, he was so nice. He like helped me with my homework and would stay up late. And I was like, cool,
Yeah.
this guy yelled at me in the hallway that I was going to hell.
Oh my God,
So
I've
I
definitely been yelled at in the hallway by that type of guy. For sure, for
yeah,
sure.
so it's not a relatable experience, but I'm so glad you had that friend. But that
Yeah,
was not my experience with
definitely.
that guy. At one point, a girl came up to me and was like, do you hate me? And I said, no, why do you think that? And she goes, because you're friends with this guy. And he called me dumb as a brick. And I was like, that's really valid. That's a really valid thing
Oh my
to
God.
assume.
Yeah, was she dumb?
We had a crush on the same boy, but she like wouldn't admit it, but they would like make out all the time. But then also she was like,
That
Aaron, you
rocks.
should
Good for
date
her.
him.
That's a little
Yeah.
messy. What grade was this?
This was sort of all throughout high school, but that specific event
Of
was
high
11th
school.
grade. And she came up to me to be
Whoa.
like, that conversation started because she was like, the boy that we both like, his
Yeah.
mom has asked this girl to throw him a surprise party because she was afraid he had no friends for his birthday. So she came up to me to be like, we're throwing him a surprise party because his mom
That's
asked us
horrifying. And I would have
to.
done it at that age. I would have done it 100%.
Oh my God.
Actually, this segues perfectly into the two best friends in the book having a crush on the same guy, literally.
Yes.
And it is the only guy who's throwing coven meetings in the woods. And it really is that thing of like, will I, the plainest girl, win over this special, special guy? Really gross, but ultimately, I'm addicted to it.
Cal is the guy, the Wicca guy.
Cal
From
Blair.
the very Cal Blair.
Cal Blair.
Well,
The names are really good.
they are. It's like Morgan.
I think it's Morgan Rollins. She has two
But then that's
names
like a witch
because she
name.
discovers she's adopted. And I'm telling, if you're listening to this and you haven't read the book, not that much happens in the book. I know it sounds like we're dropping a lot of plot here, but it's not that plot heavy of a book, I don't think. It's
Yeah.
very short, it's very quick.
Yes.
But she, through this coven situation, well, I don't even know if this book that she discovers she's adopted. I think it is, though. I think it starts to kind of
Yeah,
unravel
it
in this
starts, but it's
because she's a black witch
the
and she's like, well,
first
my family are Catholic. Well, my family, and I'm like, my family's Catholic, and I'm literally a witch. That's
I
crazy.
did want to ask about that, how that reflected with you.
Right. Yeah, because I also went to Catholic school, elementary school, like through sixth grade, and I really was like, felt bad there. And I'm sure there was other reasons for that, but really was not my spot. I went to Catholic school. My uncle, who is my godfather, is an Augustinian priest, full out baptized me. So yeah, I grew up pretty religious,
Wow.
and I didn't really ever feel like it suited me. It felt like all I knew, but also like maybe I wasn't for them. Like I was constantly getting in trouble, and I was just trying to vibe and have a good time, sort of, in a space that was very boring. Gorgeous,
Yes.
smelled incredible, super boring. Really, if I'm able to, as a 7-year-old, I think, pull attention from something that I now realize is ultimately a performance that an adult is putting on, we gotta ramp it up. We gotta figure it out. And I've been to a Presbyterian winter camp. I know it can be interesting. I know it can be fun. I know it can be current. But
Man.
Catholicism is not. Catholicism
Yes.
is, an important part of it is being antiquated and boring. No offense if that's what you like.
I only like Christmas and Easter, only went to church when it was like visiting grandparents. But the
Yeah.
imagery is fantastic of
Yeah, I
Catholicism,
do
like
think
the.
Catholics really have the, yeah, there's something very like gothic about that probably maybe informed my personality about this type of stuff. I also think that that's why this book felt kind of accessible, because so much of like Catholicism is like based on like pagan rituals. So I think that it felt like, oh, this is kind of familiar to me. This is sort of like those
Yeah.
like whatever kind of dinkly do they're doing in church. Yeah, because it was a really big part of my life up to that point. And this was a time where I kind of had just moved to a public school and been kind of not, we had not really been going to church. I was still going to like CCD, which is, I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but it's like
Yeah.
extra school on Wednesday night where you go and they teach you about being submissive when you're married. Rocks.
Man.
So yeah, I think this felt like, oh, it's kind of a religious book
Yeah,
with like a
absolutely.
functional real religion.
And is the absolute opposite of being submissive to your husband.
Right. Well, not this book in the series. This book in the series feels a little submissive to your husband. Well, it just feels like, oh, she is getting into it because of the guy. But it
A
opens up
hundred
her world
percent.
in a way where she has a lot of entitlement to the space, to the craft, if
Yeah.
you will.
From the very first time he's introduced, she says, when he looked at me, he really looked at me.
Oof.
He wasn't glancing around the room, checking for his buds, or trolling for prettier girls, or sneaking quick looks at my breasts. Not that I had any.
Wow, she don't got boobs. I don't got boobs.
There's a real sense of like, to be loved is to be known and seen. And I think that's such a thing of like, no one sees you, no one gets it, no one feels
Yes.
intimate. Yeah.
I do also think there is like a like this boy doesn't exist. And I had this with a couple books where there would be boys in the books where that were written by like women, like
Yes.
middle-aged women. And I would love the boys in the books. And then there would be like no boys like that in real life. And I didn't like really participate in dating for a long time for reasons that are obvious to me now, but were not obvious to me then. And I do think that what's really interesting about being like a gay adult is that there's a quality of, like, our friend Holmes said to me once, where they were like, the people that I think are hot find me hot. And that's what being like an adult in a community of only queer people feels like. Like, I forget until I go into other spaces or places that my vibes and everything, just everything is just like, oh, this isn't for you. And you actually don't get how, what I absolutely wish I am. You guys don't even know what I am over here. Over here, I'm like a queen over here. So there was kind of, that's what this book felt like, was like, oh, the reason no one notices me here is because it actually is like, this is not my space, and this is not my place to be hot, and this is not my place to be powerful, and this is not my place to be like wanted and seen. And it actually is way cooler and better to be hot by the standards of ancient Ireland. If this were ancient Ireland, you'd be on your frigging knees for me. And if this were the 1600s.
I believe it.
Yeah. So that's what this really felt like, is like, oh, I'm discovering that I've just been in the wrong space and place. I've been dumped here by accident. And like, that's why no one's getting it. Yeah. I don't think he's established by in the books, but they do introduce another male witch character later on, and they fight over her. And, you know, I think it's giving a little bi. I think this one's bi, the other guy's straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they do their first sort of circle event at the beginning of the school year, it's a banishing spell, and they're all saying the things that they want to get rid of in their lives. And hers is, I banish loneliness. Or is that Cal's?
That's really vulnerable.
Yes.
I think it might be his. But there's also a really interesting quality how, like, obviously, I think that if this were, I think a big reason why obviously this didn't exist in real life is that it's like a girl thing. It feels like a very girl thing. And I do think this does come up in the book of, like, there are boys in this circle. And I do think the boys are in the circle initially because of the girls. And that's made very clear. Like, they all have, like, the best friend is in love with her. And then this guy's there for this girl. And they all kind of get independently interested in witchcraft. And this, like, guy kind of makes them, like, they are charmed by him, too.
He's the new boy in town and does sort of... And it's interesting the way she talks about it, because it feels a little sinister of, like, he's going over to this clique and asking people, and he's going over to this clique, and he's, like, systemically dating girls and taking them to dinner. I have to say, there's a reveal, and I think it ends up being a lie, that the best friend and Cal have had sex, but the phrase is, we went to bed together.
We went
and
to
that
bed
phrase
together.
Is used multiple times.
Yeah.
We've been to bed together.
We've been to bed together. I do think that was a lie. I do think that actually, and I have not reread the whole series, I do think that ends up being a lie. And don't quote me on it. Everyone's like, no worries, we don't care. But that was like a real, that was not a thing people were saying back then, trust me. And I was at an age where I think people like were beginning to have sex. No one was saying went to bed together. I did have a friend in middle school. I did not have my first kiss till I was 15. So I was not kissing in middle school. I had a friend who, she like went right up to this guy. She was also weird. She went right up to this guy at the end of eighth grade and was like, I have a crush on you, whatever. They end up going on some dates and he's her first kiss. And they're like probably like making out, French kissing, whatever they're doing. And she would always be like, and he's great in bed. And we're like, you need to stop saying he's great in bed. Number one, you sound 45. Number two, you're not in bed. Number three, you're not having sex. Number four, how do you know? You've only kissed him. And it would make me, my whole spine.
Yeah, type, there like, was a thing of like,
compressed.
I don't want to know. Yeah.
I don't want to know. And that went on for a long time. That went on all the way through high school, where my friends would talk to me about having sex with their boyfriends. And I'd be like, hearing when Savette in eighth grade was really great in bed was really tough.
Oof.
Oof. But it did make me feel like the kids in this book were adults.
Oh, yeah. Like the confidence level that she said it with. And that whole character is very much like she goes through boys like tissues and she'll be on to the next one. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of a problematic description, too. It's like, do you like her? Like, there is a quality of like, I get how that's frustrating, but you're kind of a bad friend to her.
Yes.
To your friend who's like a latchkey kid and like has some issues, I think. Right. Like Morgan is perceiving Bree in a way that is kind of like, you're jealous and you're looking at her the way the boys look at her. And that's really gross.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
I was fascinated by the way that Bree talked about boys, because there's very much a thing of like, he'll give in a few days. I'm going on this Operation Cal and Bree.
I had friends like that in high school, and I really love those girls, because most of my friends, really close friends, were like me. So having one or two friends who were really confident with boys and weren't scared of them was really cool. And I could ask them questions about stuff that I needed to know before going in personally. They were also, it would get scary sometimes. You know what I mean? Because sometimes they'd show up to like, they'd get dropped off at the movies by like a 23-year-old, like sous chef from Charlie Brown's. But like, and so in that way you go, I look back and I go, that's a dangerous situation. We should have maybe known better. But I think that for the most part, those friends exist and they literally rock because, listen, I think if you're a kid in high school, there's like no really way to, there's very few ways to be having sex and standing in your power, at least in 2002. So I think that those girls to me are always like, listen, they're more there than I am. They've figured more of it out. They're in a scarier place, but they're also in more of a figured out place than I will be until I'm like 30.
Yeah, answers are like so hard to find for anything when
they're
you're young.
Getting the and they're on the their boots on the ground getting the answers.
They are frontline reporters, absolutely.
Frontline reporters in some scary, scary spots when no one else can be there with them because they're too scared. I'm too scared.
We did not have those at my high school, at least not in my friend group, and that's okay.
I was like the house you would come have a sleepover at so that you could go and sit in the car with your boyfriend, right? But it'd be like me and my five friends, and I'd be like, fun in the car. But like, I was never me going in the car. I'd be like, someday a boy's going to pick me up and sit in my driveway with me. Yeah. Thank God, man. That didn't really happen.
I almost had my first kiss right after high school graduation. I didn't have my first kiss until sophomore year of college. It was like a week before I turned 19.
I was still mostly having sleepovers being like, we're watching The Best of Steve Martin Inside. Do you want us to pause? Like, I do think, I don't think it like helped me be like, and get any closer to having sex. But yeah, sophomore year of college is really like, a wait. Yeah. Did you wanted to kiss though? You wanted to kiss?
Yes.
You wanted to be kissing?
Yes. Oh yes. So I almost kissed this boy right after graduation. And then I told two of my very close friends, and I went to a really small high school. Everybody knew each other. So these two girls had both independently dated this guy. And they're like, it's really good that that was not your first kiss. We're very relieved.
Wait,
I was like,
why? Because he was like a scumbag?
I mean, yeah, he dated a lot of people, but now he's married to another girl in our friend group. That's the crazy thing.
It's so interesting. I felt like as a late bloomer, I was like, by the time I got to like college and stuff, I just always liked the company of boys who had a lot of experience because I felt like it was twofold. Like I didn't and they did, and that felt helpful. And then also I think there's a quality of not all of them, okay, but there is a quality about them that was very like, you know how to talk to girls on some level, you know, either you're like a total psycho or you have the ability to talk to a girl like she's a person. And that's why you have had sex with so many girls. And I think that I found a lot of them pretty chill to hang out with. Whereas like a guy who's had sex with two girls, scariest guy you can be. A guy who's had sex with two girls, that's the scariest boy that exists. If you're a 20-year-old guy who's had sex with two girls, oh no, you got a lot of weird stuff floating around in your brain and it's all going to get all over me, isn't it? Yeah. You're going to have some weird purity culture stuff that I don't really need to hear about because it will affect my perception of myself.
And it is Catholic, ultimately.
And I'm already Catholic. Least, imagine that.
Yeah. It's just too much.
It's too much.
I don't know. There's like a something I loved about this book is late 90s, early aughts witch culture in that it's like dark purple velvet and it's just
yes,
like
it's dark purple velvet.
It's, you know, the magic shop in Buffy. It's Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yeah.
And I used to be obsessed with this time in my life. We would do this thing. So I did theater, obviously. And we would do these like one act plays in middle school and you'd go to Bucks County and you'd do the like one act little plays at the Bucks County Playhouse in Bucks County, like super like hippie town, like Ithaca vibes, like all of new, like upstate and like suburban New York kind of feels that way. And they would have a lot of witch shops and a place that you could buy a velvet cape and a pillar candle and whatever crystals. Before that, I think was a really like widespread thing. It was very like white liberal hippie town vibes, you know, almost kind of like Vermont-y even. But yeah, that is what this feels like.
I did not have that. It was very like the closest thing you got was media of like,
wow.
I mean, the and I wonder if that's like the difference in our ages of like at that point it had become the internet and
right.
You didn't
that's
have-
so true. I was reading this book when I was on AIM a lot. Like most of my time on the internet was spent on AIM and dolls.com, which was like website where you would put clothes on busty dolls. Can't explain it better than that.
I know.
And they would have boyfriends. Yeah. There's like a white page and you would put like little outfit, little like slutty outfits on them. D-O-L-L-Z, dolls with a Z. So the outfits were slutty and that was what was fun about it. Like they were full on Playboy bunny outfits. I hope it still exists. I might want to do that this afternoon.
Do it.
I know.
Oh
Well, I
my
wasn't like
gosh.
smoking weed, obviously, when I was 12. So, or not obviously, I guess there were a lot of kids smoking weed when I was 12, but yeah, I think I would love to kind of like have an afternoon to play on dolls.com. But yeah, it was like aim. So there was a lot more downtime, reading time, offline time. It was just like
Yeah.
pre-MySpace kind of.
Something I really liked is that the way that this book talks about Wicca is that sort of like things are, it's a waking up sensation. And there's parts where
Wow,
she's like,
yeah.
I wish I could put this back to sleep. Like, I wish I didn't know what these things felt like. And I think the beauty of it is like, here's the reason. There is like a reason, and it's that you are part of like an ancient line rather than just like you are having an experience everyone has, and it's hard and scary.
I was so desperate for that to happen to me in some way. I was like so desperate to be special. I was like really,
Yeah.
literally like, I think it is like a thing that everybody feels when they're young. And like you said, like power is such an interesting thing of like, you don't really have autonomy, you don't really have power, feeling like you could, feeling like maybe you do know more. But I think that everybody, it's like why Harry Potter was such a big thing, because it's like my life is more than that. I also like love The Wizard of Oz. I was like very desperate for some like there to be more somewhere. But then on top of it, I do think if you're odd, if you're a little odd
Yes.
as a kid, this feels like an explanation. Like, oh, you're not
Yeah.
odd. You're like awesome. Like you're so
Yes.
awesome. Like you're actually good and
Yeah.
cool. Don't worry. You're reading horny witch books.
You are making it worse, but
You're making it
at
worse.
least you did it with a friend, and that's the difference, is
Do you
having
think
someone
that's
there along
not
with you.
worse?
No, I think it's better. I don't know. I feel like isolation and loneliness is at least for me, was like the biggest part of teenage years. I think like reading this, I was jealous that like Brie gets to go over for dinner just like whenever she wants to these people's house and just hang out. Even now, like 26, going like, oh my God, I want that so bad.
I really think that like reading the books brought me and my friend closer. Like if she didn't like the book, I would be like, oh, that's lame. Now I have to keep it a secret
Yeah.
because it's embarrassing.
And I love that they'll do a Wicca circle. She will get affected by the spell. She'll like the have like hangover effects. And Cal will say she's just more sensitive. And I love that sensitive is a good word here.
Yeah,
Like
she's sensitive to the energies.
she's
And
seeing
I'll tell you one thing I'm
auras.
not is that there's just no way in damn hell that I would have been the one passing out in the circle. Like, I would have not, it just wouldn't have been. I'm like, I literally don't know when something's happening right in front of my face. Like, I don't think I would have been sensitive to the energies, but I think I could have been powerful in a different way. And I have, I cling to that. So, but yeah, when reading the books, I think we all think that we would be like some delicate little bird passing out. For what it's worth, I could really see it being you. I could really see you passing out during a circle.
Is it a height thing? Be honest.
It's your
Is
whole face, your small
it
wrist.
that
It's your small wrist. It's your size. It's all, yeah.
I do think if anyone could throw me, it would be you. And I'll let you if you want.
Thank you. Not right now. I fractured my arm, but we'll try it in the summer in a pool.
How did you fracture it?
Walking down the street, honey. I was walking down the street and the sidewalk was busted and I gotta sue the city, but I have not gotten around to it.
The sidewalk is busted everywhere. It is
I
not
know.
safe.
This was in Hollywood, but I also fell in Highland Park a couple of years ago and really bruised my ribs kind of bad.
Oh my God.
I know it's not, I'm like hurting myself a lot in LA in a way I never did in 10 years in New York.
I never got bit by a dog in Savannah, that's for sure.
And you got bit by a dog in
Yeah.
LA
I got
multiple
bit by a
times?
dog last month.
Dog on a leash or a dog in the yard?
It's a dog that lives in one of the houses and is always behind a fence that has a sign that says "Beware of dog" on it.
My
And
God.
someone just left that thing open.
And what kind of dog?
It was a little tiny white dog.
Totally. Well, but yeah.
And when I told the people at urgent care, they asked what kind of dog it was. And I said, it's this little tiny white one. And they go, oh, it always is.
It always
And then
is. That's not surprising at all.
the doctor said, was its name Raptor? And I
Bro,
said, no. And she goes, oh, okay, I just know this one dog. And
there's a
then the
class action against
nurse,
Raptor. There's a class action.
I believe
There's an active class action suit
it.
against Raptor that she was trying to get you. She was like, give me your info because I'll send it to you. You might be entitled to
At it.
compensation from Raptor's family.
And then the nurse said, was it a Hispanic family that owned it? And I
I
said,
don't think you can
I
tell from a
don't
dog.
know.
I don't think you can
No.
tell. Yeah. I'm like, I don't like how you're asking that question.
A
Yeah.
little
Wow, that I'm sorry that happened to you.
Good story.
You're healed.
Yeah.
Are you healed?
Yeah, it's
Dude,
cleaned.
that's really hard. I think things are changing for us. We're done getting injured.
I hope so.
No, we're done.
Good.
We're good now. No, we're fine.
Are we gonna
We
get
have
work
to.
soon again? I'm asking you
Yes.
like a fortune
Yes.
teller. Okay,
100%. If there's one thing I've learned from the
thank
book, it's that like our words are so powerful, you know what I mean? And in a way, this is a coven
Manifesting.
meeting right now. I don't really remember the rules, but in a way, this could very well be a coven meeting. It's an exchange of
Oh,
energy.
yeah.
It's an act of community. And we not only are we not injured, we are two people who don't get injured. Us, we don't get injured. Blessed be. Okay. We work. Thank
Absolutely.
you for my work. Thank you
Thank
for my able body and my healthy,
you.
healthy immune system. Thank you for my
Oh,
elbow healing. Thank you for Aaron's dog bite being so yesterday. I also wrote down the names being so good. I love that his mom's name is Celine Belltower. What the hell is
oh
that?
my God, yes. I love that this girl drinks Diet Coke as if it were
Yo, I
coffee.
love that she drinks Diet Coke. I'm like, that.
I felt the sugar waking up my brain cells. But then later
Oh.
goes to Bree's house at like midnight, and Bree's like, do you want coffee? I didn't understand it,
No, do you
but
not
I
know
did.
Diet Coke people? Diet Coke people, there's some Diet Coke
I've
people who.
run Mormons. Yeah.
Yes, okay, yes. So they're like only drinking DC. They're never doing coffee, which I can't do. I need a coffee is like, if I had to choose one or the other, like, and I love Diet Coke with my whole heart, it's gone. Coffee is like the best part of my day. I think I would choose it over food, which is really crazy. But the feeling, the first feeling of it is literally an absolute addiction. And that's okay, because my dad said it's like literally fine to be addicted to caffeine. Joke.
And I trust him.
He's not a doctor, but he's a Capricorn, sun and rising. So I trust it.
My parents are both Capricorns. Wow.
Oh.
And Morgan is a Sagittarius.
Of
Same as
course he
me.
is.
Something about witches feels very Sagittarius. I'm claiming it,
Totally. Well, also that
no
she's
matter
like the
what.
main character, like a Sagittarius is a very main character sign, very on her own journey kind of thing, kind of sign. Yeah.
That's true.
You know, they're kind of
That's true.
stars. That's
Thank you.
fascinating. Wow.
I'm gonna take it.
Yeah. There's a lot of Sagittarius celebrities.
Britney Taylor Swift,
Literally, Nicki
or is
Minaj, I
she
think. Taylor
Nicki
Swift is.
Minaj?
There's a law, and then adversely, there's like a lot of Gemini war criminals. So, you know, for me as well, a lot of prominent figures, some of the most horrible, famous people you've ever seen are Geminis, but also some really big cuties. Speaking of witches, I had the same birthday as Stevie Nicks. It's a really good one. I think it's a sweet one. I just bought a backpack at the Doc Martin store, and the girl was oiling the leather. And she's like, it gets kind of dry, so you can oil it. And I was like, ooh, this is actually making me sick. Sorry, you're actually giving me like an ethical spiral right now where I'm thinking of what if that was my skin? What if I was a backpack? And I think if I'm gonna have leather goods, you can't think about it that hard. She was oiling, I go, oh, you're oiling its skin. That's really crazy. Yeah.
Moisturizer.
Oof, it's what that cow deserved. Yeah, it's almost like you don't even know you're buying leather until a girl is lubing it up at the cash register, and then you go, oh no, this was a living thing. Shoot.
Tangentially, I want to
Yeah.
talk about the nude pool scene because it did feel
Amazing.
as
That went a
going
long
back
way for me
to,
back in the day.
yeah, I love that she describes it as the boy is, quote, completely starkers.
Yeah. I mean, trying to imagine that at the time that I read this, not only was that something that I hadn't seen, it was something that I hoped to not see at any point in my life. And obviously that changed, but I was, I think reading about it, I was like, this is so shocking. And this is all I can handle.
He picks her up and takes her into the pool, I think fully
Yeah.
clothed.
And this is my dream sexual scenario at the time. Is I get to see someone, anybody naked. I get to see anybody naked, and there's close proximity to a naked person, but I am wearing sweater, jeans, socks, shoes, Scarf. Yeah.
She describes it as magical with a K,
right?
Which I loved that I finally learned the difference between
Yes.
magic with and without a K.
Yes.
And that if it has
Yes.
a K, it's serious. It's real.
It's real. It's grounded. It's Wiccan. It's serious. Yeah. I really like that too. And I think there was probably a time where in my notes to my friend and probably in some private journals that I was writing magic with a K.
Good.
And that's fine. And that's fine. We have to be able to exist freely in our notes to our friends and also our journals to ourselves.
What
So,
did you think in this book of the
yeah.
gay aunt?
Oh, because they kind of do face adversity. Is it in this book or?
I don't think so. I think there's just a really, I think she's planted so that
Yeah,
later.
she's planted. There is in a later book, she, her home is invaded or vandalized or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I love the gay aunt. I grew up in a pretty progressive family. I don't think I had like any out gay. I don't think. Are you kidding? Like, how do you not know? Like, I would not say my parents' generation had any out gay relatives. So I think that was felt cool in the book, gay rights. But do you feel like it was like an allegory?
Yeah, so I'm looking at chapter 19.
Yeah.
And she goes up to her aunt and says, like, how did you know you were gay? And she
Right.
says, I always felt kind of different. I knew I was a girl and that was fine with me, but I just didn't get the point of boys existing. I felt
Ooh,
there was
honey.
something terribly wrong.
Ooh.
Which I think, like, those are, that's why these books can be so, like, childhood books can be really great when they give you a fictional template to work through real life issues of, like, I'm not a
This
witch,
author is either
but
a
I
gay
do feel
witch
wrong and
or she is
different.
so good at research. That's fascinating, just because I think that's such a, you know, I think it's a really simple way to put it, but also it's like, yeah, like you don't really, there is, that quality of like, I wasn't even thinking about those guys is really real. Wow, that's okay. So it's pretty heavy handed in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one other moment where Aunt Eileen comes over and like has a new girlfriend, and Morgan is
I
like,
remember, yeah.
whoa, I'm getting like leopard vibes, and she's a
Yeah.
vet or something,
Yes.
which was
Yeah.
kind of fun.
That
Yeah.
is fun. She would be a vet.
And I did want to
Interesting.
talk just a tiny bit about the friendship breakup. Over the
That was really
boy.
hard. Yeah, that was tough.
It was really hard, but I loved
It made
that.
me really sad.
And she, there's this line about she had always been the leader, I had always been the follower. That was really a good summary of how I felt. And then Bree comes over and tries to like smooth things over, and Morgan says, this is never going to be solved. That I'm not
So
going to be your
embarrassing.
friend anymore.
So
And I
embarrassing
loved
for her.
that.
It's mortifying. That's so embarrassing. I think that's your best friend. You're being a loser for a boy, and that's your best friend. Like, who cares? Like, who cares? I'm very on Bree's side. I think that those perceptions of like, she's the leader, I'm the follower, she has these like privileges of being comfortable in her body and whatever, and I'm weird. It's like you're projecting a lot onto this girl who, as an adult, you look back and you go, her situation is probably pretty icky if you think about it.
Oh,
And
yeah.
she's probably not perceiving herself in that way. And there's almost a part of me that's like, you couldn't wait for it to not be her friend anymore and to have like some boyfriend that you think understands you more than she does. Like, if I was Brie, I'd be the way madder one. I'd be like, what? I'm just doing what I normally do. And you
Right.
were, it's like you were waiting for me to mess up. And this guy has been here
Yeah.
for 5 minutes and he's so weird. And he
Yeah.
lives in a spooky
Yeah.
castle. And Brie
Bree's
has no
having fun with
support.
it. Yeah, she like has her dad. There's a line that's like she feels like her dad is more of a roommate than a parent, and that was crushing.
You're like her family, and that was like, it's also just like you're not realizing like the things that you have that she doesn't have. Like the things that she
Yes.
has seem awesome in high school, but you have like amazing lifelong things and are valued for
Yeah.
things that maybe go a little deeper and protect you a little bit in a way that she's not really protected. And I'm getting really riled up, but I'm sure the grown woman who wrote this book knew all this. But yeah, I thought it was so sad, and so probably at the time I was siding with the main character, but yeah, it's really, really sad. And once again, something that would never happen to me and my best friend, because nobody was, there was no boy coming between us, I'll tell you that. Absolutely
There was no
not.
boy.
There was no boy. Yeah. She did get a boyfriend first, but not till we were in high school. And it was like a very short-lived thing. And it was very like, I don't even know how many times they hung out one-on-one. I think I went on one of their dates because I like, they couldn't be, weren't allowed to be alone together. And I was on the phone when they broke up, but I was muted. So he didn't know, but I was there.
That's friendship. Wow. It is in the end, like, I definitely bloomed when I was ready to, you know?
Yeah, because now I'm 35, so I'm kind of blooming. I feel like I bloomed when I was like 28. Yeah.
I'm still waiting. Still waiting for my growth spurt.
For your bloom, yeah. Well, you're not 28 yet, are you?
No, okay, I've got a little time.
You have prepping. Another year before you probably bloom.
Brie understood, I think, that boys are passing, and this is for fun.
Yeah, that was kind of actually what was powerful about her, because I think she could have been a character as someone who like goes through a lot of boys where she's going through them for like extreme validation, where it's pretty clear that she's going through them because it's like fun for her and they give her a lot of attention. And I think that rules and is really fun and almost feels kind of mature, but in no way, definitely in no way was it fulfilling. But yeah, I think in Morgan, there's sort of like a desperation of like, and this, guys, read the 13 other books because it really goes to a fun place. But yeah, it's like, okay, you're really showing that like no boy has ever been interested in you. Not that I would act any differently in the circumstance.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I will have a boyfriend.
Oof, the bar was on the ground. The bar was subterranean for a
sure.
Boy.
The longer I let it go, too, the more I go, we got to get on this now.
Exactly. There was a desperation.
Pretty weird. And I wanted to kiss, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I had a deep urge to kiss, obviously.
And it happened these
to
books?
Me, don't worry. But until it did, I had these books. But these books probably made me need it more, want it more.
Yeah. I think there was something interesting about Wicca that I was noticing. I was noticing it in the way she described things and then came out and said it explicitly. Everything has a meaning in Wicca. My job as a student would be to learn these symbols. And isn't that nice?
Wow.
There's
that
a magic
is, that does
code.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, it felt a little like mathematical. Like she would go to the store to look for a candle to do this thing. And that was very... gave her a nice I think also like you're looking for a sense of power, but you're also looking for a sense of control of your life.
Exactly. There's there's a line, I understood everything, I understood my place in the universe, I understood the path I had to follow.
Wow,
that sounds so nice.
That must be nice,
you know.
That must be so nice. I think I really was like, I think I could do this. I think I could be an incredible witch. I think I could really, I just need to find like seven other people who want to do this. And that's the other cool thing about this book is like, you said, from like, he's going to people from all different social groups, and like, it's a goth girl and a guy on this football team. And this, and it's like, you wish, unless we all witnessed a murder or like literally hit someone with our car or something, those people are not bonding. It's that it would be to do what I wanted to do. It was like, no one in my established social group was going to like, I couldn't even admit that to them. You're right. Thank God I had one friend I could do this with. It was going to be like people that I really probably didn't vibe with that much otherwise, outside of like wanting to be in a coven. And Guy would have been judging them a little. And that's unfair. You can't be judging the people in your coven.
But it
think.
Is making me realize that I think maybe my area was more conservative than I thought, because it really like Wicca. No, never. Like there was a, it was, I went to a very, very small high school. And so there was like, there were two Mormon kids, and before they turned 16, before they turned the legal Mormon dating age, one of them was dating a girl before it was allowed. And he was dating a Jewish girl. And so everyone was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It really rocked the world.
Wow. And people gossiped about it.
I don't know if people gossiped, but they knew certainly. I mean, right after high school graduation, my friend who, she would, like, that was the house everyone hung out at, and it was the Mormon household. And she threw a murder mystery party, and it was all prohibition themed, but she had to change like all of the handouts. So it didn't say gin joint and it said juice joint. And you had to erase all references to alcohol, which was hilarious. Everyone at the party was in the drama club except for me, because
you
I
were in the drama club?
Was, no, I was a dramaturge.
Why not?
I was so scared. I stage fright. I couldn't do it. But I did win an acting award that night. That started it off.
What? How? For what?
There was like just like most in character, and it was me and this guy that was like the king of the drama club, and I played a bartender, and I brought a little rag, and I was just wiping things down all night and
Yes,
like cleaning up the
do not drop
drinks for the
character.
mom. Yeah. It was so fun.
They love to reward a young talent for really staying in character. One time, my best friend won an acting award at Bucks County because she stayed asleep for the whole. She was an old lady who stayed asleep for the whole show. And I will say, I think she probably like popped up for a couple lines. And we both had like raging ADHD, and it was like we were not the most focused kids. This was honestly the very last year of us being kids, I think, that we read these. And so I love these books a lot. And they are, I think, like I did enjoy experiencing it again as an adult.
It's so fun. It was such a like a breezy read. And so
Yes.
just like very real, oddly.
Yes, it really is. If you're someone who's looking for a cozy, quick read, and you want to hear about a girl pulling on her socks and her sweater on a cold autumn's morning, starting up her old car, okay? But then you want a little action and a little romance, but not too, hey, never too much. Never something that's going to overwhelm you, okay? This is the book for you.
Yes, even though her description of magic sounds so stressful to me because it is overstimulation. She is
Oh, it's
like, I'm c
amazing.
crying at the sadness of the fact that the leaves will die.
Once again, I watched a woman butter a leather bag for me earlier today. So it's sort of like, hey, maybe I should be checking in with nature a little bit more. You know what I mean?
And that's the core of Wicca. It's checking in with
Yeah.
nature.
You have to. A woman should not be halfway through buttering my backpack for me to be like, wait, this, I must, I, and I have to thank the cow this came from. Blessed be.
Blessed by the goddess and blessed by this book.
A blessed book.
Would you consider it required reading?
Absolutely, if you're the person that I just described. But I actually think everyone should read this book. It's a very specific type of book, and it'll help you much better understand a girl like me. And if that's interesting to you, then you should read it. Why not? I actually thought it
You
was so
should
fun.
read it.
Everybody likes the occult. Everybody's into it. This is like cozy spooky. Everybody likes something that's a little cozy spooky. Why not? And I wish there was a series, and I wish that had happened. Vince Vaughn playing Bree's dad or something.
We'll get Kate slash Gabrielle on the phone. We'll find her
Ooh,
somehow.
truly, I think I could convince her. If you're listening, Kate, give us the right.
Please.
I
The
swear to you, I will not try to play
conjuring.
a teenager. I swear to you.
I
Erin might.
might.
Erin might.
I might.
But I'm telling you, it'll work. I'll be Celine.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much for this book. I adored it.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I thought you might like it. A fun
I
one.
loved it. I'm definitely going to revisit the rest of this, or visit for the first time the rest of the series. I want to know what
You
happened.
honestly should. I think it kind of only like the first book is like a very like just a toe in the pool. I think you should give it two more books. Yeah.
Is there anything
On
you'd
like
like
a
to plug?
no, only the stuff I plugged in my bio. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's TayLorTEGA. I've posted there a series called Long Lost that I kind of made on my own. It's a digital series. And you can also, if you like that series, check out another series I made for Stapleview called Clear the Air. That's on YouTube. We have clips online. But that's kind of it. Yeah.
Incredible stuff. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Taylor. Our next episode is with Madeline North. We are covering The Princess Bride by William Goldman. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to buymeacoffee.com/required reading. If you could send anyone out there, if you could send me $7. I just had to buy a book because I could not find an ebook anywhere for it. But that'll be coming up in a few weeks. And tomorrow I'm seeing Wicked. You can find me everywhere at Erin R. Bowles. And if you could keep your fingers crossed for me for another week or so, thank you so much. I'll see you next time. And thanks for listening. All right, bye.